We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We honor you and bless you. We give you the glory. You're our God and coming King. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Great stuff. Okay. Start to feel your spirit all stirred up, don't you? Feel like you're going to run around somewhere. I find that you just get energized in the Holy Ghost. I love it. Absolutely wonderful. Best I've ever felt. So I want to carry on with you another session just on developing strength in your spirit man. Now, a lot of you would know this scripture here. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Great. We all know, mount up with wings like eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint, and so the Lord, you know, shall renew their strength. So the question then would be, having known the scripture so well, how do you wait upon the Lord? What does it even mean? You see, we get to read the scriptures, get familiar with the scriptures, and don't ask the obvious. When I'm alone in a room by myself, how do I wait on the Lord? What does that even look like? You understand? If you can't answer that, well, you won't be waiting on the Lord, that's for sure. You'll be sitting around in a chair falling asleep. So I said, what happens? You just need to know what to do. So I'll share with you some things that have really greatly helped me. So we saw in Ephesians 3 and verse 16, Paul's prayer is that we be strengthened with might in the inner man by the Holy Ghost. So the strength that God wants to put in you is not just your willpower or your prayer power or anything like that. It is a supernatural strengthening that enables you to face life and live it powerfully for Him. That's what it's all about. Like, for example, in Colossians 1:11, it says in verse 10, I pray that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. Now look at this. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. Then it says, what for? For all patience and long-suffering with joy. Oh, isn't that lovely? See, you're kind of... Everyone's wanting strength, I don't know, so they can be a superhuman, or I don't know, or so a Power Ranger or something. But the strength God gives us is to be able to go through difficult times and withstand those times and be joyful in it. Well, we've just had a little wee glimpse of it, 3 years of COVID. Everyone's saying, be afraid, save yourself. And most of the churches shut down and flattened it. People are huffed. What happened? Where's the strength in the Lord? You know, see, and there's more coming on the earth. Right. It says the last days, it says everything that can be shaken will be shaken. You'll need to be strong or you won't stand the shaking. So as we get near the end times, there'll be wave upon wave of things come on the earth. Now you say, well, I don't want that. That's not a nice message. I don't want that message. Well, it's in the Bible. And Jesus said, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. You know, and there it is. And then the desire of all nations will come. So there's a great ending, but there's a shaking. And then there's a reviving and a harvest and the coming of the Lord. That's the plan. And so, you know, there will be shaking. And God says in Hebrews, everything will be shaken. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. So that which cannot be shaken remains. So that's why you want to be strong. So when something happens, you're not easily shaken. You know, you don't want to be like a Christian that, you know, the slightest puff of adversity and you fall over. You know, staying at home, having a cup of tea, watching online, it's safer. Yeah. What is that? See, that? What is all of that? So that's not being strengthened with might. Yeah, see, that we might be able to have all patience, endurance and long-suffering with joy. So strength is for adversity, it's for action. It's for you to be able to live out a bold life and give hope to everyone else. So the thing is that the strength we get is it's a God strength where people look and they say, how are you still stand in that? How come? Jesus. I'm going to talk about Jesus. See, so God is strong and mighty. This is the God. Our Father is strong and mighty. Psalm 24:7-8. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. That's who you're coming to. You're not a weak, wussy Jesus. He's the Lord strong and mighty. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. See, people got this religious concept of Jesus. Well, you know, because they've only seen the Lamb, but he's also the Lion. And when he comes as the Lion, look out, everyone. You want to be on right terms with him. So the Lord is mighty. Psalm 93:1, the Lord is clothed with strength. See, so God, the God we serve is full of strength. Now, it's the interesting thing, when you hang out with people who are strong, strength seems to flow into you. You hang out with weak, fearful people, you become weak and fearful. You don't make them your friends. You are a friend to them, but they're not your friends. You want to make friends, and that's, I won't get onto that today, but one of the ways you grow spiritual strength is you hang out and associate with people who are strong. Those are your close friends, not the needy ones. Needy ones, you're a friend to them. So God wants to and desires to strengthen you. Psalm 29:11, the Lord will give strength to his people. See? In 1 Chronicles 29:12, in your hand it is to make great and give strength to all. So God imparts strength unto you. Now, how does that happen? That's what I need to know. Otherwise, I'm inspired but don't know what to do. And so we need to be intentional in seeking his strength. So notice here in Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord, whatever that means. Be of good courage and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So the Bible connects then God putting strength into your heart or courage to face adversity, and the key is waiting on the Lord. When did you last get a message on waiting on the Lord? You just don't get them, and yet that's the thing that will give strength to us apparently. And then, of course, we look in Isaiah, and I love Isaiah. It's a brilliant one, isn't it? Isaiah 40. And you know this, you know the scriptures so well, because it's so common. In verse 29, he gives power to the weak. So if you say, I am weak, yes, maybe you are weak, but you're right there positioned for God to give you strength, because he gives strength to the weak. That's why let the weak say, I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That should be your confession. No, I'm so weak. Lord, help me. No. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Thank you, Lord. You give strength to the weak. You need to affirm biblical truth if you want to receive it into your life. So notice there it says, and even the young people will be faint and we were, and the young men will utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. How about that? Waiting on the Lord, we will renew our strength. Now, what does it mean then to wait upon the Lord? That's what we want to get to. And I'll do the best I can to help you with that, just show you what I've done that's helped me. First thing is what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean do nothing. It doesn't mean do nothing. A lot of people think wait on the Lord. I will just sit and wait for God. There was even a program called Waiting for God. That old people ready to die, you know. See, so waiting. So it doesn't mean you're passive. We tend to think of the word waiting like, when are you going to come on? Hurry up. We're waiting like I'm waiting, you know. Well, I won't go there. No, waiting. We're waiting in the car, you know. And yeah, that's right. So waiting on the Lord has got nothing to do with passivity. Just like I'm waiting and it's just, I don't know. I don't know when God's going to come through. I hope he will. You know, like that is just passive, full of unbelief and self-pity. Waiting on the Lord is a proactive thing that you do that causes strength to come into you, and you come out strong to go through that situation. Okay? Waiting on the Lord. So the word wait is this, to wait on the Lord. So we think of it here, wait on the Lord. Let's sit around and wait for him to do something. No, it didn't happen, did it, when you waited? It didn't happen that way. So the word means to entwine. to bind together like rope. You know, like you get cords and you twist them together so they all become one rope. That's what the word weight means, like entwining together. So it's like here's one rope, that's God, that's the big one, and here's the little one, that's you, and they get entwined together until the strength of the big one empowers the little one. So now you've got the strength of the big one. And it's much stronger together than it was separately. So it means to twist together till you become one cord. Now that makes waiting on the Lord a lot different. It's not sitting, doing nothing, hoping something will happen. It's actually becoming entwined with Him, connecting and entwining, becoming twisted together until you're one. So if anything comes against you, it's coming against Him as well. And if strength is needed, it's not just your strength, it's the combined strength. How about that? That's waiting on the Lord. So it means also to expect or look forward or anticipate. So waiting on the Lord then involves a process of becoming one with Him, entwining with Him until we are flowing as one and His strength is in me. How about that? See, so, you know, and so it's a process, the process of entwining and becoming into oneness with Him. So, of course, there's a lot of places in our life we're not one with Him. We really actually got our own ideas and thoughts. So that process of exchange may involve repentance as well to become one with Him. So we're thinking as He's thinking about it, and we are united with Him. We're not in compromise or sin. There's an entwining, and strength comes into us. So we wait. And there's other scriptures. You can look at the scriptures on waiting. I want to talk about the how to, and how am I going to wait on the Lord. So clearly, the meaning of the word wait included to have expectation. So if you're going to wait on the Lord, you must come with expectation that something will happen as you spend time waiting on Him. There has to be an expectation. Expectation is what draws the power of God. When there's no expectation, no flow of power. So as I'm coming to Him, I'm expecting to become strengthened. So I'll break it down, and then I'll talk to you about what I do personally in my prayer life that has helped me greatly. So if I break it down, firstly, you need to engage the presence of God. You can't wait on Him without intentionally connecting with Him. To become one on, to wait on Him is to entwine yourself with Him. I need to connect with Him and engage Him. Okay, so then we've already seen. So you pray strong in the Spirit. You begin to lift an atmosphere of praise. And then as you feel His presence, you begin to worship Him tenderly and love Him and enjoy being in His presence. So that's, we've already talked about in the last session. So, but then waiting on Him involves an exchange process. So notice it said, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. The word renew means to exchange. I give you this, I get back that. That's called an exchange. So in other words, I'm letting something go to Him and receiving something from Him. Exchange. Those who entwine themselves in the Lord will enter into exchange where they give up something and receive something. You get an idea? So you got, if you don't get clear on what the words mean to the people who are reading them, you just get weird ideas about stuff. So now we've got it. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. That means I need to engage with God and entwine myself so we are one. We're united. There's nothing separating us. And as I then exchange, let go the things that are weak in me, I can receive His strength and I will mount up with wings like eagle. I will run and not be weary. I will walk and not faint. But there's this key part of entwining with God and entering into exchange with Him. So clearly, there's got to be that connection with Him first of all. See? So the process of exchange, now I've never had anyone teach me on this. I've had to kind of learn what kind of worked and what seemed to get results for me. And I kind of got it down to this, that there's the exchanges where you surrender something to him. You yield up something to him. I'll explain exactly what you yield up in a moment, what I yield up anyway. And so you give up something to him and receive from him. See, there's that. So there's a surrender, and that involves confession or declaring that his ability has become yours. I'll demonstrate it in a moment. So I've engaged with him, and in the presence of God, now, Lord, I come before you and wait upon you. And so in that waiting upon him, now I'm going to surrender parts of my life to him and give the weak areas of my life to him in return for his strength flooding it. It's an exchange. And then you need to speak over your life the word of God in that area. Declare the truth about yourself. Let the weak say, I am strong. Now, it doesn't say you feel strong. It says the weak, having engaged with God, needs to declare, I am strong. It's a faith statement, declaring the things that be not as though they are. Okay? And then, so I do that, use the word of God, you know. And so, basically, it's a surrender, it's an exchange, and then it's declaring the word of God to be true over my life. That's how I do it. And it's quite practical. And then through the day, I might just stop for 2 minutes and just begin to pray in the Spirit and go back to where I am with him and engage with his presence again. Okay, so I've thought about the thing. And so for what I do, what I have found has helped me enormously is to see that I'm made up of multiple parts as we've looked over body, soul, and spirit. And if you just say, Lord, I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is my reasonable service, it's kind of a little bit shallow. You understand? It's like, you know, you just gave a big thing over. But what I have learned that really helps is that the struggles I have are everywhere. I have struggles in my heart with its affections and desires. I have struggles in my thought life. I have struggles in the imagination. I have struggles in just what I'm listening to or what I may see. I have struggles in many, many areas. And so for me, the process of waiting on the Lord has been to engage his presence and then one by one bring to him the parts of me that I want to surrender and receive something in exchange. Right? So it would go something like this, Father, I just come into your presence now. Lord, I surrender to you my heart and all its desires. You see, I'll use the scripture too, see? So you use scripture to help you fix where you are wanting to live your life. Lord, today I choose to love you with all my heart and all my soul and strength. Lord, one thing have I desired of you, Lord, that will I seek after, to dwell in the house of the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to fellowship with you. This is the desire of my heart. Lord, your word declares in Colossians, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Lord, I set my affections upon you now. Lord, I exchange my anger and pride. I surrender it to you, and I receive a meek and humble heart. Lord, today I yield to you every area I've been unfaithful and disloyal, and I receive a faithful and loyal heart. Lord, every part of me that would desire anything unclean, I yield it and surrender it to you, and I receive a pure and upright heart. You understand? So I'm starting to take scripture, and there's a conscious, intentional exchange that I will have the heart of Christ, which is a meek and humble heart. I will have the heart of Christ, a pure and upright heart, a faithful and loyal heart. Lord, I yield my pride and foolishness. I receive a wise and understanding heart. Lord, today I yield my hardness and receive a hearing heart. Today I hear your voice clearly and instantly respond. Now, the process of intentionally taking what's in your heart and surrendering it to Him and directing your heart to Him and receiving, you become conscious of how you do life through your heart. You just become aware of it suddenly. And now, before I start the day, I'm positioning my heart to carry the heart of Christ. And so I mix it in with Scripture as I pray. And then, now the other thing of the heart was the will. Lord, today I surrender my will. Father, not my will, but your will be done. Father, I pray for your kingdom to come, that in every area of my life I would express your will. I delight to do your will, O God. Lord, I yield all rebellion, all resistance, all passivity, I yield it to you, and I receive now the mind and heart of Christ. I declare God is working within me to will and to do the things that bring pleasure to Him. See Colossians 2, verse 13. So I'm exchanging and then declaring. Now you think, oh man, it's all complicated. No. Just start with something and find a scripture that would work with it, that positions you where you want to be. Search the scriptures. Fine. So I've just know enough scriptures now to know that one suits that situation. So I'll pray it. God is God that works in you to do and do to desire and to do His good pleasure. So I connect that to my will. God is at work to me today. Today I do the things that please you. Today, Lord, I surrender as a son to bring pleasure and honor to you. Now you understand that what happens is as you do that, you're slowly engaging and allowing the parts of your life to become one with Him. And it may be this repentance goes on there. Lord, I ask you to forgive me. I repent where my desires have gone towards this. Lord, I cut it off and repent of it. I exchange it now for your desires. So you understand it's a slow process, intentional process, but I want to become someone. I don't want to just be busy and come to God and ask for help and this and that. I want to actually become a man of God, a son that the Father delights in. I want to hear His voice, well done. But to have that, I've got to become what He wants me to become. A lot of people fight God. They just want to use God to get what they want. They want to use Him for His gifts rather than being in love with Him and enjoying Him and wanting to actually live and dwell and experience Him and have the peace that comes with it and the life that comes with that. And so then I might yield to Him my eyes. Lord, I yield the eyes of my outer man and the eyes of my inner man. Lord, I pray that for the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the eyes of my inner man might be enlightened, that I might know what is the hope of my calling. And the so it goes on. The greatness or the richness of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, exceeding great power towards us who believe, which you wrought when you raised Christ from the dead. Lord, I surrender my imagination to you. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ on my imagination to cleanse it from every thought which would interrupt my relationship with you, every thought that's defiled it, every image that would disrupt me. I hold the blood of Jesus Christ. I dedicate my imagination to you. Now, Lord, let the prophetic mantle rest upon me. Let my eyes see as you see. Let me see people like you see them. Lord, your word declares, as you are, so are we in this world. My eyes then are a flame of fire that demons cannot look on. Lord, I have the compassion of Christ. Now understand, I'm intentionally building with God the person I believe that He wants me to be and I want to be. And in doing that, I become conscious then of those areas. And so I'm waiting now. I'm asking God to anoint my eyes. I'm asking for the prophetic anointing to flow, for me to hear clearly. So I'll just pray around the eyes for a little bit. And then for the ears, you're my ears to Him, to be able to hear. Well, hear what? Hear Him and hear people. And so I might pray the prayer of Solomon. Lord, I pray as Solomon prayed. Lord, give me a hearing and discerning heart today that I can hear what people struggle with and understand and have make great decisions concerning them. So she said, it's a slow, intentional entwining of all your being in his presence. And receiving from him, you give up something and you receive something. The cross is the place of exchange. You give up and you receive. So coming to him, there's a giving up and a receiving. And so I'm very clear what I want. I want my eyes to see people like he sees them. I want to see what the Father is doing. I want to be able to flow with what the Father is doing. I want to have prophetic eyes. I want to be able to see what's happening in people's lives. I want to be able to minister prophetically to them. So I need to position that part of my life to him, and my ears for hearing, and my countenance to carry the life and joy of God. My voice to speak words that bless and build. Does that make sense? And then your hands to work the works of God. Then your feet to walk in the Spirit. Lord, today, I choose to walk in forgiveness. Lord, every offense, everything that I would hold in my heart, Lord, I release it to you now, and I receive your forgiving heart today. Today, I walk in forgiveness. Today, I walk in the Spirit. Holy Spirit, I yield and surrender. Thank you for wrapping around my life and guiding me today. I declare you're leading me in paths of righteousness because you're my shepherd. So you're exchanging weakness and lack and failure, receiving the appropriate thing from God, and then declaring the word of God over your life. It's just, that's the process of exchange. Surrender what's weak and lacking, receive what you need, and then declare the word of God over your life. Now, I've never heard anyone else speak on waiting on God, so that's the best I can do. So I found it really works for me. It helps. And so I will do it. So I will have a prayer walk, and maybe in the prayer walk, there'll be in half an hour or more where it's just praise, and then till I get to the place of worship. Once I feel the place of worship, then the surrender process takes place. So in the place of worship, then I'll just go into surrender mode and start to consciously and intentionally just surrender to him. And then when I get to the end of that, then it can be sitting down with a journal and talking and writing out and listening to him, or it can be just praying for people. So there's a wrapping myself and receiving strength. Now, you may not necessarily feel like anything changed, but there is an exchange. It's done by faith. It's done by being in his presence and being quite intentional that I want to be the son that he is proud of and delights in. And sometimes as I've done that, I've actually encountered just the joy of my Father in a child that he loves. And so it's hard to kind of get language for things of the Spirit, but that's what I have found has helped me immensely to become conscious of my own life and words and actions and looks and desires and choices and so on. I now live much more self-aware and aware of God in those things. And then it becomes quick to repent and just drop back into the presence of God again. So it's not such a hard thing to do. It just takes that's what you want to do. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So I might even finish the prayer and say, Lord, today I arise with the strength of God. I'm strengthened with might in the inner man. And I just see and imagine the strength of God bursting forth. And of course, what I found is I have become quite strong in the Spirit. I pray for hundreds and hundreds of people sometimes. Sometimes just multitudes. You know, at the end of it, I'm just as like nothing happened, you know. It's like there's a strength of God. So can that make sense to you? It's not always like that. It's just, but you find if you are intentional about building, you will find after time you have changed. If you set out to be fit, you're not fit the first day. You're fit after a season of exercise, and then you've changed. Then you find you can do things you couldn't do before. So we all want it to happen in an altar call rather than actually building a personal life where we become men and women of God. Now, God wants you to become strong, and that strength is found by his Spirit and by his word, and you coming into alignment and agreement with him and yielding to him. You say amen? Okay, we're going to have to finish now, but I want to do one last thing before we finish. And I want to get us all just to pray again. And I want to do this. Last time we were when we were doing the praying in tongues, we made it a lot of praise, and you felt the atmosphere shift. Okay, we're going to do this time. I just want to add one more thing into it. We're going to do it, and I'll do it very quickly. It won't take us long. Remember, when you're in the Spirit, it doesn't take anything, it takes long. And so what we're going to do this is we're going to start off and just clap and shout to the Lord. Then we'll pray in the Spirit. And then we want to. I want you to bring it down from strong praying where you're giving an offering out to Him. I want you just to come right down quiet and just fix the eyes of your heart. I want you just to see Him. I'll help you by describing the throne room of God. And just allow your imagination to see Him. And just, instead of praying loud, just pray tenderly. You may pray just in English or however you want to pray. But I want you just to worship Him and love Him. Yeah, I can feel His presence here now. So as I say, once you get into the flow of doing this, when you have an encounter, you'll always carry that experience everywhere you go. And when you share it, others can have it. So it's not all about you. What God gives you is for someone else. Lots of people. Why don't we just stand right now and stand up on our feet, and I'm going to count to three again, and then we're going to have a big clap to the Lord for about 20 seconds, and then we're going to begin to pray in the Spirit for a little bit, and when we pray in the Spirit, then we'll bring it down, and I want us just to begin to open our heart to engage and experience God, and I want you just to allow you, just surrender your heart to Him, and let Him know you love Him and want more of Him. He responds. Amen. Okay, ready? One, two, three. Come on, let's clap to the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, we honor You. We bless You. We praise You. Yes, 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 yes. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. How we honor You. How we bless You. How we praise You. We thank You, Lord. You're the best. How we honor You, Lord. We magnify You. We lift Your name on high. Jesus, 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 how we honor You. Thank You, Lord. Okay, let's just begin to pray in tongues now. How we honor You, Lord. We bless You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We welcome You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. How we just honor You now. Jesus, we just draw near to You. And don't let your mind go somewhere. Let your mind become focused. Lord, You're my shepherd and friend. You are always a friend to me. And so I begin to fix my mind on Jesus. He is the Lord of all glory with all resources. He's my friend. Because I've made Him my shepherd, I have everything I need. So I want to just connect with Him now. His countenance is joyful. His eyes are full of compassion. He understands me. He knows my loneliness, my weaknesses, my failures. As I look into His eyes, there's no judgment, just compassion. He's glad to see me. Jesus, I reach out to You. Lord, I give You my heart. I set my affection upon You. Everything that's been an idol in my life, I surrender it to You. Lord, I open my heart to receive. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for Your presence. I just see Jesus touching people right now. Some of you here lonely. I see Jesus wants to break the loneliness. You're not alone. He's with you. Some of you have struggles. He wants to touch you. Lift the weight of the struggle. Presence of God is here. Jesus, we honor you. We fix our heart on you. We wait upon you. See the Lord wanting to encourage people who are walking through a valley right now. Some it's a valley of intimidation. He is with you in that valley. Don't be afraid. Some of you, it's a valley of weeping. You've suffered loss, setbacks. You can't understand it. But He is with you in that valley to bring you out the other side from strength to strength. Lord, come. Touch people now. I pray, Father, for a prophetic spirit to come upon everyone here, to activate them to hear you clearly, and to bring them into a different realm in prayer and intimacy with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As we start to engage him, often there's this difficulty. You know, you hear the flapping of the tent, you get annoyed at these little interruptions, but you learn to just fix your mind. Just fix your mind on him. He doesn't despise your weaknesses. In your weakness, you can find his strength. Lord, come. Touch people. Come and minister to people. Let them encounter your love. Thank you, Lord. Your presence, just touch. Touch your Lord right now. Presence of God. The power of God is just coming on you right now. Touch, 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 Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for each person here, that their relationship with you will deepen, become more intimate, and they'll begin to experience your voice, speaking clearly, direction and encouragement. As they read the word, I declare it will come alive and feed their heart and soul. As they spend time in your presence, I thank you for prophetic flow coming, revelation coming. I thank you, Lord, for every person here coming forth in a whole new dimension in you. And Jesus, we give you all the honor. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. We'll come back tonight and we'll pray for a lot of people then, lay hands on people and pray. We'll also talk about ministering the power of God to people. So we want to get you to pray for one another as well. So we're going to have fun tonight. It'll be a great time. God bless.